So Pittsburgh goes over to the TCU indoor facility to practice while Green Bay is slumming it at the Highland Park High School indoor facility.
I bet that's a nice place.
That's our old buddy Randy Allen.
Yeah.
Randy used to be here.
I don't think they had the indoor facility when Randy
was there.
No, I don't think
so. I don't think it was a stipulation for him to go to work there. But
they had a lot of nice things for the time, but yeah.
Doesn't Ross Perot live in that area, kind of? I mean, that whole Robin Hood thing that every school ought to have an indoor football practice facility?
Now, that might have been built with private money.
That's true. Oh, yeah. I understand. Absolutely.
Because they got a lot of it.
Yes, they do. I guarantee you they got a PTO. They got a PTO that many people would like.
Their catered affairs don't have paper plates.
No, they don't. Yeah. There you
I remember when I lived there driving down Mockingbird Lane and that big stone wall that went all the way down Mockingbird Lane. You knew you were in Highland Park.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because they didn't want to have to look out and see you driving down Mockingbird Lane.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they didn't want to see the riffraff out there.
And it is kind of interesting because coming up tomorrow, the College Station Education Foundation is having a deal called 50 Men Who Can Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Highland Park could do one that just says 50 Men Who Can. ..
Or who can, but will pay someone else to do it.
Well, or can't 50, do anything. What?
50 Men Who Can Order Nice Food.
Well, no. I mean, beyond that. 50 Men Who Can Write a $250,000 check. 50 Men Who Can, you know, donate a brand new SUV. 50 Men Who Can, whatever.
How many? 50 Men Who Could Change the Oil?
I don't know about that, but. Something like that. Anyhow, there's the pro team working out the high school stadium.
By the way, you'll be well. I know, and Scott, you'll be relieved to find out that the Rolling Brownouts exempt from this because you know emergency agencies are exempt, sure. And one of the exemptions is Cowboy Stadium.
Well, I had heard that the Dallas Convention Center, because that was Super Bowl Central. Had to have power because they're 24/7 after all.
That's where the NFL experiences.
Yeah, well, that and I think just anything else, if there's any other issues, like someone has parked their car in my place.
Uh-huh.
I do remember, and again, when was the Super Bowl in Houston? When did they have that in Reliant?
It was 38, so that's what, 7 years ago?
Yeah, 7 years ago. Yeah. I remember I was down there and you're driving by Remember the Astrodome? I don't know if you remember this place called the Astrodome.
Yeah, a big round thing.
It was. Yeah, it's an ashtray with a roof on top.
pretty much it.
Or an upside-down ashtray on top of something.
Yeah, them too. I remember driving by on 610, and there, as far as the eye can see, it was like the week before Super Bowl people got there. As far as you could see, there were nothing but Escalades out there, just everywhere, because those were the courtesy cars,
right?
Just to run around in while you were there. Hello?
Yes, Highland Park's got the 50 men who can drill for oil.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
50 men who can have an IPO. Yeah, there's. Yeah, I like that. All right, a routine dental cleaning went south when the patient swallowed the dental tool.
Oh, dear goodness, not the hook.
God,
the hook or the little apparatus? Does it matter?
No, I mean, it doesn't matter.
How'd the hygienist let go of it?
I'm not sure.
She got those rubber gloves on, you know.
Maybe she sneezed.
Whoops.
It all happened in Sweden when an unidentified patient came in for the teeth cleaning.
It's one of those stories that's accompanied by the phrase, million to one shot, Doc.
Really. In West Virginia, this would have been a tooth cleaning, but here, nonetheless. The end of the dentist drill came loose, and the drill bit fell into the patient's mouth. An X-ray revealed the bit ended up in the person's stomach. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it passed.
Glad that didn't go down the wrong way.
Well, it partially passed.
Well, it will pass.
Patient didn't feel any pain.
Exactly.
Patient will.
Finish that sentence, Scott, with a yet.
They decided to let nature take its course.
Boy, this might be worse than a stone, you know?
Now, my question is, did they allow the patient to kind of voice their opinion as to whether nature should take its course?
You want me to do what?
No.
You talk about performance anxiety.
No, I don't want to do that. That's not good. Oh,
Because, you know, they got a procedure where they can go in there and bust those stones up.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if they can bust up a dental drill.
I don't think you can sit there and get a, you know, get any sound waves to do that.
They could. You just probably wouldn't survive it.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, here's another new study. This is another new study at whether going to a traditional college is necessarily the best idea for many students. The thing that's kind of interesting is the study comes from Harvard. The Pathways to Prosperity study highlights the need for a better overall attempt at getting young folks ready for careers in adulthood, an aspect of education that many say have fallen by the wayside in recent years. I could just see Harvard doing it. No, you go ahead and put the vest on and the buttons are in the front. Make sure the name badge is either on the left or right side, but facing outward.
By the way, you saying that, I get home for lunch yesterday, and I just turn on the TV and had been watching Comedy Central, I guess, when I went to bed the night before, and no one had turned on the TV since then, so it was still on.
Like Chase wouldn't have watched Comedy Central. Some evil spirit changed it to Comedy Central. Or whatever.
Anyway, yeah. Colbert was on, and he had a VP from Walmart on.
Oh.
And so he brings him out, and you don't see it on the camera shot, but he brings the guy out, and when the guy comes out, there's an old man standing between him and Colbert. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the Colbert Report.
Outstanding.
He's got the vest on and everything.
Oh, that's great. Outstanding, yeah. I happened to be in a Big Blue Auditorium yesterday, they had that. That person standing there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in the jacket, going welcome. Yeah, okay.
You can't be doing that to some, you know, septuagenarian man. That's got to violate some law or something.
Just saying that. Okay, honestly,
all thin-blooded and everything.
Here we are in the internet age. Does anybody really need the yellow pages anymore? So, if the legislation is adopted, San Francisco, of course, will become the first city in the nation to ban the unsolicited distribution of Yellow Pages. Okay? Now, we know what happens. They get dropped there near our mailbox or something like that. And if I leave it there long enough, it gets washed into the ditch. But nonetheless, these are dropped off pretty much at everybody's house or here at the office. I don't know. They bring us
11 billion.
Yeah, this pillar of salt, if you will, that looks like it's a stack of phone books. And they're the littler phone books. But anyway, they are sponsoring a bill that actually, they say, since these end up unopened and off in the recycling bin, San Francisco wants to go green. The city, of course, has already banned plastic bags. We told you about that. But they really will. They will make it illegal for you to drop these off.
Huh.
Now, Seattle was the first city to introduce the opt-out provision so that customers could stop the unsolicited phone book deliveries. San Francisco is kind of doing that in opposite. Distributors cannot distribute the book unless you ask for it.
Yeah, well, I don't like that, but I wish we had an opt-out because, you know, I got no use for it.
Yeah. I'm getting to where I hate phone books. Remember when it used to be so... Remember when you used to be so excited when the new phone book would come out?
I stand
the new phone books.
Yeah. It was like a Steve Martin moment. I mean, it was, you know, you'd look to see if your name was in there and everything was
a Steve Martin moment. Yeah, from The Jerk.
Right. But now, you know, you're looking for a company and you're looking in the residential section. Well, you can't. Oh, here's the business section. And if there's Yellow Pages, if you hadn't bought a full page ad, you're gonna play heck finding. And in the Yellow Pages, because it's going to be buried somewhere.
Well, there's this goggle thing, too, which seems to be working. Seems to catch on.
Yeah, well, see, that's why I hate phone books.
Now, if you use the online version of the Yellow Pages, there's the same information you'll find in the printed pages, but again, there's so many different ways to get that information now.
Yeah, if you're looking for a phone number, even in town, you can Google the name of the company and the zip code, and usually it'll pop right up.
Hello?
Hey, I heard your story earlier about the cause for the rolling blackout, but I didn't hear. Is that expected to continue today and through the rest of the week, or do we know?
It could possibly continue today. It just depends on how demand is, because, you know, the curtailment yesterday was not based on demand. It was based on problems at power plants. Well, it's almost becomes a chicken egg problem then today. If those plants are still having problems, they can't provide the necessary electricity to keep the grid stable, and therefore more curtailments could be needed. So,
but pretty well is addressed. It's an addressable problem, and so from that standpoint, they got to work on it quickly yesterday. Hello.
Hey, you talk about somebody that's cold. What about the guy out there on Briarcrest for the insurance?
Well,
the Statue of Liberty guy.
You ain't kidding, buddy.
Oh man.
Well, the guys that are advertising the furniture store, it's been going out of business for 9 years now.
Well, yeah. See, and they don't jump around as much.
No, not in this weather, they don't.
Man.
Well, I saw the Statue of Liberty guy out in the pouring rain a couple of weeks ago. He was jumping around a lot.
Well, once again, life choices. Hey, here. 24 after. Good news here. Coffee drinking makes you smarter.
Well, duh.
Excuse me. Bad news, it only works for women.
Crap, I really wish I'd let you finish that.
For men, drinking caffeinated...
Well, we found out Chase is a woman.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tom. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah. For men...
Tom obviously thinks I'm smart.
Yeah. Well, meet my backhand.
Doesn't matter if he thinks I have an extra X chromosome.
For men, drinking the caffeinated coffee impaired their ability to solve a puzzle.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Pat, I'd like to solve the puzzle.
How about a Barge root beer? Downed one.
Yeah, the British study claims that coffee...
Oh, this is just in Britain, man. They got bad teeth and they drink tea.
There you go.
I don't believe it.
God, well, you're a Brit woman now.
Well, see, that's the deal.
Bad teeth.
That's it. They're probably trying to drive a coffee market into Great Britain because, the tea is taking up the market share. They're trying to do that. They said that coffee speeds up a woman's brain power, but it makes men mentally slower. So, there you go. Just saying. Hello.
That Statue of Liberty guy ain't moved in 35 minutes. If he's going to freeze to death, somebody go tell him to hold his right hand up in the air.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. That guy, he's got to stay in character, right?
Yeah, if you're going to do it, that's right. If you're getting paid for the gig, you need to look the part.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way,
hold that notebook under your other arm. Okay.
Died on the job is not an exemption.
That's right. And the points on the crown are drooping. It's not looking good. Yeah.